Hospitals and health organizations today face so many challenges, and many of those affect the bottom line. One presiding factor in all of this is how patients feel about their level of service, and that's why it's critical to talk about the patient experience. Exceptional patient satisfaction is rooted in a healthcare provider's culture. It has to be developed and maintained. As a visitor in many of our client sites, healthcare providers, I've even noticed a feeling coming in the front door that you can actually experience that culture and that warm and good feeling. As it is developed, it must be maintained. And I say developed from the idea that it has to be given attention and become priority. For many years, PRC, our company, has developed and continues to maintain a culture based on core values. And it's continually in front of us. And we have developed a culture. Today, I am very honored to have Mary Emily Wood, a team member and colleague who I work closely with. And she has been a very vital part of this culture through the Culture Committee and the BCNC, short for By Change, Not Chance Committee. And she actually chairs the Culture Committee. Mary Emily, you have been truly a part of the culture here at our organization. Why and how have you been successful in this endeavor? I'll say since I joined the team several years back, of course you were already a team member, I could see you were the person who helped keep the culture of our organization alive. And you continue to do that. How have you been successful doing that?
Wow, John, first and foremost, I want to thank you for having me on your podcast. I am flattered at the opportunity to share what I have learned and possibly aid others in engaging their employees and promoting a sense of community inside their own establishments. Back to your question, how and why have I been successful? That is a great question. There is no easy answer or simple way of explaining the complex process of employee engagement and corporate culture, but I'm going to try. It all starts with one idea, one smile, or one success. Success builds success. So I have been fortunate enough to work for a company, our company, that provides me the freedom to take ideas, implement them, and measure the success to help me guide and steer future ideas and changes that need to be made. We found that within our organization, the way to our employees' hearts was through charitable outreach and food. Combine those two on any given day, and it's a great day. We partner with several local organizations for our charitable outings, and there is always a standing wait list for employees to go out into our own community and be involved on behalf of PRC. We have an amazing group of individuals that time and time again reach out to be involved and want to help. We are blessed with a great workforce and an exceptional leadership team that supports and promotes our efforts.
You just said something that really, really, I guess, hit a nerve. Was it starts with a smile. And I think that's a whole new realm. I think that healthcare providers themselves can say, it starts with a smile. And a patient going into a healthcare facility, a hospital, even a doctor's practice, that smile can make all the difference in the world. It can change the person's attitude, how they feel about their experience or, you know, what they're getting ready to go to. And it may not be a pleasant thing they're going to, but that one smile, I think, says, one, they're safe.
Yes.
Two, that people, they care. They really, yes. People actually care. It's that first encounter mm-hmm. that will make it perfect. And those continued smiles, it maintains that feeling of safety and that bottom line, everything's going to be okay. So let me ask you a question. How did you get involved in this with at our company at PRC? You know, there's things sometimes that happen. You say yes to when you thought, that was something I should have said no to. So how did you get involved with this?
Well, as I'm sure you can tell, I am quite the wallflower.
Yes, and I like that.
In all seriousness, my nature calls me to be involved and to take charge when I feel appropriate to do so. I also have a background in social work, so my soul is fed by seeing others thrive. As a society, we spend more waking hours at work than we do at home, so why should we not make the most of it? I feel that way in most scenarios of life. You can always find a silver lining. You may have to dig really deep sometimes, but there's always something to be grateful for and to build upon. Like I mentioned earlier, we are blessed to work for a company that is open to suggestion and ingenuity. And when I went to our president about furthering the efforts of employee engagement and morale boosting, he was all for it. As you know, BCNC was founded to create change within our organization by promoting change outside of our organization. By Change Not Chance was founded on the idea that in making the community at large better, we make ourselves better.
Yes, yes. Well, and another aspect that I have found in BCNC by Change Not Chance is the fact that we're not only transforming other lives, but at the same time, those lives, our own lives, are being transformed, and that culture is building. Of course, I work off-site from our offices in Durham. I work out of the mountains, Boone, North Carolina, and I'll have to say that's been really a hard adjustment for me to... When I worked in a hospital for 22 years, I was constantly surrounded by people. And now I work in a downstairs office where I am surrounded by the occasional cat in my end basket. So I have to say, when I come to the Durham office, it's always a pleasure and it's always with excitement. And that feeling with our team members, and we're all engaged with one another. And I will say, when you walk in that door and you see Kim smile when you walk in that door, and it's just that culture is alive and people can see it. I know many healthcare providers are working towards developing a culture that will ensure exceptional patient experience. Do you have any insight to offer in that?
Well, I think the concept of engagement is easily cross-categorical. I would encourage any leadership to find a willing and competent individual or team of individuals to collaborate and find a way to engage and motivate employees. Like I said earlier, success begets success, and it all starts with one. Once employees see changes happening, positivity spreads like wildfire. And it can be easy, like I said, as a smile or a handshake in the break room. Most of the communication we have with each other is nonverbal. The behavior has potential to create a snowball within the organization.
You know, when I enter the office, and I don't know how this started, but I usually shout out a loud yeah. And that's basically my affirmation to the team. It's a big yeah. And I'll even go out on the floor in the call center and scream a yeah. And some of the supervisors, they're kind of like, oh, God, he's here today. But, you know, it's a way that we affirm one another, and we're continually affirming one another. And it's a process. Culture is a process. Each week, one of our team members each week or biweekly sends out a core value. Do you think that helps a lot?
I do. I think it reaffirms our commitment to living our core values.
Yeah. And they step on our feet, and they should step on our feet sometimes. What things in culture building have worked, and more, let's just say, what things have not worked, and how did you overcome them?
Well, a lot of things didn't work out. There are quite a few flops. Some things are great in theory, but terrible in practice. But did that deter us from our efforts? Of course not.
No.
Think about that in your own life, in your own practice. If you were deterred or stunted by all of your perceived failures, where would you be?
Right.
You can view missteps in one of two ways. An opportunity to give up, or an opportunity to see what did work, sharpen your knife, and get back to work.
Yeah.
No one succeeds all the time. It's about finding your sweet spot of success and enriching it.
Right.
Find what works for your employees and drive home what you want to see emphasized.
Yeah.
Is it
yeah.
engagement? Is it a positive culture? Is it a sense of pride in all of those in your organization? Or is it simply happiness?
Yeah.
Employees will tell you what makes them tick. Sometimes you just have to silence yourself to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. I can say an amen on that one for sure. And a big yeah for that one too. In your role... And I ask this question to everyone I interview, and because I think it says a lot about ourselves. How do you lead?
Also a good question. So leadership is not something that is a conscious decision for me. It develops organically. I think those that are called to lead will always rise to the occasion. I encourage all listeners, healthcare providers, small business owners, to identify your leaders and let them do what they do best, which is lead. I personally try to lead by example and with purpose. I think that if others see consistency, then they will mirror that. Now keep in mind, whatever consistency is displayed will be mirrored. So make sure your employees have a good mirror to look into.
They need good role models.
Yes.
And people have to lead. Some people are not born leaders, but in some way, we lead. I'm thinking about healthcare providers, we lead the community, not just the patients, but the community, because our eyes are always upon the healthcare community.
Mm-hmm.
And I still am so passionate about this idea of a culture that outshines the rest. And I've said this many times before. If the healthcare provider has a culture that rocks, then people will notice. And I know hospitals, physician groups, they spend enormous amounts of money on marketing. And I find some of those advertisements I see on television to the point of actually bringing myself to tears. But the bottom line of all this is the culture you develop. And to develop that culture that demands and calls for patient experience that's exceptional. Mary Emily, thank you, teammate. You are a blessing to work with, and you're a blessing to our team. And I want you to keep up the good work.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that.
Thanks for joining us today for the patient experience. Please help us out by sharing our show with a healthcare professional in your life or by leaving us a review on iTunes or your preferred podcast platform.